Cheryl Santiago's son, Eric, became addicted to pills he'd been prescribed for anxiety and depression. About a year ago, he tried to quit.
As he kept saying, I'm going to make everyone proud of me, that I am getting off of this. He goes, my brothers will be so proud of me.
But deciding he needed help and getting treatment, those are two very different things.
As soon as he contacted them, he thought he could go that night. He was ready to go. And then he just got more and more discouraged.
First off, Eric didn't have insurance, and neither he nor his parents could afford the private facilities. So first, he got insurance.
So finally, when we got the insurance, they only covered a couple, and they had a waiting list.
A few weeks later, he got into a place, but Eric had been trying to quit on his own while he waited for help. And this program was the kind of place that helps patients detox. So they actually require people be active drug users to get treatment, to literally fail a drug test. It's not uncommon.
And he told me, he goes, Mom, don't be upset with me. Don't be mad at me if I have to use something because I have to test dirty in order to go into their program. And he did that weekend. He must have used whatever he was using the month before the amount of dosage, and it was too much.
Cheryl says Eric had been clean for 4 weeks when he overdosed. In that time, his body may have lost some of its tolerance for the drug. He just turned 31, and it's hard not to play a game of what-ifs. But Cheryl thinks that Eric would still be here today if he'd gotten into a program right away.
There's not enough beds. There's not enough providers.
Bruno Cilia is a health educator for the South Jersey AIDS Alliance, which runs a drop-in center in Atlantic City. He helps place addicts in treatment facilities.
There's options, but the waiting period is ridiculous. I've had clients that wait maybe 60-plus days before anything happens, and by that time, they've given up.
You really have to strike when the iron's hot.
Kimberly Riley is the alcohol and drug coordinator for Ocean County, New Jersey.
So if somebody comes to us and says, I'm motivated for treatment, you want to try to get them in, hopefully within that hour, because the next hour they can be back off looking for their next hit of heroin.
And beds in Ocean County are especially scarce.
A private detox just opened up, but for our indigent residents who can't, you know, have no other way to get into treatment, they're going to be on a wait list until a bed opens up.
That can take weeks.
It's very rare that we can navigate the system and get somebody in same day.
There simply aren't enough beds to meet growing demand. Around New Jersey, admissions for substance abuse are up nearly 40% since 2006. Increasingly, people are looking for treatment for heroin and opiate addictions. In Ocean County, half the admissions last year were for heroin. It's cheap and readily available, and lots of people are turning to the drug after getting addicted to prescription pills, like OxyContin.
This is also a trend that we're seeing in other counties. So we're definitely having an epidemic in the state of New Jersey.
Riley says one of her counselors can start the day with 40 voicemails from people asking for help. Even if they don't qualify for the county's programs or grants, they still try and place people somewhere, Narcotics Anonymous or an outpatient program. But Riley says even those programs are running out of space. Tracy Samuelson, WHYY News.